I'm here with County Commissioner Ted Kopis. Good morning.
Good morning, Laura.
And thanks for coming in today. Now, yesterday you had the state of Westmoreland County. So I'm very interested to ask you some questions, and I really appreciate you being here because I want to share with our listeners some of these probing questions that we might have for you. What is the current economic climate in Westmoreland County?
Well, first off, Laura, I'd like to thank the Chamber of Commerce for hosting this annual event. I think it's very important that the residents of this county have the opportunity to hear directly from their county commissioners. It's always nice to have real conversations with people. To your question about the state of the economic climate in Westmoreland, it is strong. Unemployment is historically low here and has been for some time. The biggest challenge is, frankly, workforce, finding people to do the jobs that need to be done, whether that's in retail or hospitality or construction or any of the trades. Population remains a challenge to filling those types of jobs. That's something we need to be continually working at. But overall, unemployment is low. New businesses are popping up. Certainly from the county's perspective, we're continuing to invest in our industrial parks, which has in many ways been the backbone of the economy nearly 40 years. So overall, things are good. Things are strong. Population challenges continue to exist, and we're going to continue to keep working at that.
And when you say population challenges, I'm sure you're working, as many municipalities are, in bringing younger people into the county and giving them a reason to stay.
Well, we are desperately trying, you know, admittedly and quite honestly, to mixed results. I think as we rightfully invest in our tourism assets here, it's a great way to invite people into the county. Hopefully they come again. Hopefully they keep coming and eventually consider relocating. I think that's a really powerful and understated method to help recruit people. Given the jobs that are available here, good paying construction jobs or manufacturing jobs, high tech manufacturing jobs, there's certainly a lure there to bring people in for a better future. And certainly we know that our low cost of living, beautiful residential neighborhoods, really and all the amenities that probably as natives we take for granted are really appealing to bringing folks in.
I feel so positive now about living in Westmoreland County, not that I didn't before, but thank you.